This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The fracturing continues. The foundations tremble, but do not mistake these tremors for collapse. They are the birth pangs of a new order, a restoration Yahuwah has promised to scattered Israel. For generations, we have relied on broken cisterns, systems built on the shifting sands of Edom's dominion, systems designed not to sustain but to control. But Yahuwah is revealing a different path, a path of self-reliance, of rediscovering the wellsprings of our ancestral strength. We've been told a story of dependence, dependence on foreign powers, on centralized authorities, on manufactured goods delivered by compromised supply chains. But the prophets foretold a time when Israel would return to the source, to the living waters Yahuwah provides. Jeremiah spoke of forsaking the fountain of living waters, and instead, hewing out cisterns that could hold no water. This isn't ancient history, friends. It's a mirror reflecting our present reality. Look at the disruptions unfolding across the globe, the intentional fracturing of supply lines, the escalating crises surrounding water purification and resource management. These are not random events. They are the sifting, the refining fire Yahuwah has declared. He is dismantling the false structures, exposing the inherent instability of a world built on injustice and exploitation. And within that dismantling, a new possibility emerges. A return to the land, not just geographically, but fundamentally. A reconnection with the ancient knowledge, the sustainable practices that allowed our ancestors to thrive for centuries. We are witnessing the stirring of a deep, internal shift, a reawakening of identity and purpose within scattered Israel. The promise in Deuteronomy 30 that diligence in observing Yahuwah's commandments leads to prosperity and multiplication is not about accumulating wealth. It's about the ability to sustain life, to flourish in the land He has given us, independently. This isn't about escaping the present challenges. It's about preparing for the future Yahuwah has ordained. A future where Israel is no longer dependent on the whims of Edom, no longer subject to their manipulative control. This is about reclaiming our sovereignty, not through political power, but through spiritual resilience and practical self-sufficiency. The echoes of Obadiah resound in the current geopolitical landscape. Edom's pride, their arrogance in believing they can control the narrative, their desperate attempts to maintain a crumbling order, it's all playing out before our eyes. They construct illusions of peace through shifting accords, temporary scaffolding over a foundation of deceit. But Yahuwah sees through their charade. He knows their efforts are ultimately futile. The true peace, the lasting restoration, will not come through the machinations of Edom. It will come through a return to covenant, through a rediscovery of our ancestral roots, and through a commitment to living in harmony with Yahuwah's creation. This is a time for internal work, a time for strengthening the wellsprings within, a time for learning the skills and cultivating the relationships that will enable us to thrive, regardless of the chaos unfolding around us. Yeshikel prophesied that Yahuwah would give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us, cleansing us from our impurities and giving us the ability to walk in His statutes. This isn't a passive promise. It requires active participation, a willingness to turn away from the false gods of this world and embrace the truth of Yahuwah's covenant. The stirring we feel, the ancestral memory awakening within us, is a sign that the time for restoration is at hand. Yahuwah is not abandoning Israel. He is preparing us for a future of independence, of resilience, and of true prosperity. He is calling us to become stewards of the land, to cultivate abundance, and to be a light unto the nations. The broken cisterns are failing. Let us turn instead to the fountain of living waters. Let us rebuild the ancient paths and restore the wellsprings of Israel's return. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.